This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. Nice to have you with us. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. We are going to become educated today about what it's like to be convicted, to be busted, convicted, and still be able to own a cannabis business. Do I sound like I'm crazy? Well, not so crazy, because the man that brings Paper Crane Cannabis is with us today, and it is an extraordinary story, one that I think we all will learn from. And Bowie Berchtold, musician extraordinaire, I heard you have played with some amazing bands. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Frankie. It's fantastic to be here. I really appreciate it.
Tell us, by the way, some of the bands that you've played with.
Well, most of my musical career has been in the Northeast area. Starting back, I went to Berklee School of Music. So I've been playing all styles of music for pretty much my whole career, everything from rock, jazz, West African, Caribbean music, reggae, soca, calypso. A few Boston bands that I've played with. Vibewise was a great reggae band in Boston that had a great following, and for maybe 4 or 5 years. And then I'm still very active currently in the Boston music scene with a West African Afrobeat band called Samba Lolo. I was in a well-known rock band called 33 Slade for years and years. My sister Buick Audra is a fantastic singer-songwriter who I've played with on and off. She's in Nashville. The musical list is long. I didn't prepare my musical notes for this interview.
Okay, I'm just so thrilled that you can share with us. So tell us the backstory of how you were busted, why you went to jail, and then how it is that you've become an owner.
Absolutely. So I was arrested back in 2006 with about 300 pounds of cannabis in the back of my pickup truck. That was a controlled buy. It was a joint task force of the DEA and the Massachusetts State Police. Let me rewind a little bit there. I was doing a bit of my trafficking. I like to call it caregiving. I think that's a better term for what was really going on, which was just supplying marijuana. And I was unfortunately set up by a partner of mine who had turned into a federal witness, and he actually set quite a few people up in one weekend back in 2006 in Natick,
Mass. Nice friend.
And basically just set us up and knocked us down. And I was arrested with a pretty significant amount, and bailed myself out of jail, fought the case for as long as I could, and then eventually I did end up doing a 3-year prison sentence in the state prison system here in Massachusetts.
So fast forward, that was 2006, 2007.
Yep.
When did you finally fight it, and when did you go to prison?
So I was out on pretrial probation for 15 months. Just like usually when you're arrested, there's the police and they're trained to sort of stack charges. So I had the way I was set up was They really had me. They set me up in a way where they had multiple charges on me, which was, it was really just a single charge of trafficking. They actually had me break up the load and deliver it in two deliveries so they could charge me twice, which was ridiculous.
So ridiculous.
I had a little bit of money, and I was luckily, I had a lot of support, and I had family support and community support. I was able to bail myself out and hire a fantastic lawyer named Jim Lawson, a well-known attorney here in Boston. And we fought the charges, and they were, a lot of them were unreasonable, and luckily I was able to get a lot of them thrown out. And then did have to actually, go do the time on two separate charges, actually trafficking charges stuck. So I did serve time and then on and after probation after I got out of prison. And I was in prison from 2008 through 2010.
And so when you got out of prison, did it ever occur to you that you would make a living back in cannabis?
Not at all. So I was what you would call scared straight. I was, like I said, lucky enough to bail myself out of county jail while I was fighting my charges. But, I did finally, just get my car, drive to the courthouse and went to prison and was immediately, housed with a, sharing a one man cell with a convicted murderer who's doing 12 to 20 for actually manslaughter, a real bad dude. I was pretty much scared straight. My trafficking history never involved any violence, never involved any, danger. So I was kind of thrown right into the system. And just did my best to work my way through the system and, just keep your head down and do the time. And when I got out, I went full force back into music, 100%, teaching, playing drums full time, as well as working other, jobs as well, which are required, under parole and probation. So I never in my wildest dreams really thought that I would, ever own and operate what's actually a pretty large cannabis company at this point.
So how did it all come about?
Well, that's a great story. So, I live in the great state of Massachusetts, and Massachusetts, under the guidance of one of their first cannabis commissioners, by a woman by the name of Shailene Title, really fought to create what's called the Social Equity Program. And it's basically a program designed for, either ex-offenders or children of ex-offenders. And they don't just have to be cannabis-specific, offenses. So it's a state-organized cohort. It was really just an experiment back in 2019 to see if they could pull, a group together in the state of, like I said, ex-offenders and children of ex-offenders, give them a bit of training, some guidance, and sort of direct them into the industry in whichever sort of track they wanted to pursue. I was a long-time cultivator of cannabis. Now they call them caregivers, like up in Maine and in other states. So I was, I wanted to get back into cultivation. So that's what I did. I signed up for the first Massachusetts Social Equity Program cohort. I attended. It was 1 year of, 1 year, 1 weekend a month of trainings where they would basically, we would go to different locations and the state hired consulting groups from outside states that already had, stable recreational markets. And these consultants would give us basically these weekend seminars, usually a full day Saturday or a Saturday Sunday. And at the end of it, we set out to start these businesses, and there have been a few of them now. So Paper Crane Cannabis is my cultivation is my company. We're an outdoor cultivator, and we are actually the first social equity cultivator, outdoor cultivator on the East Coast.
What a great story. What a great story. So here you are now. First of all, growing outside, especially in the Northeast, one would say, are you guys crazy?
Right, exactly. Well, the good news is they have been, you know, all of the, there's been a lot of people cultivating in this area for a long time.
So wait a minute. I'm going to let you finish. When we come back, we will talk a little bit more about paper crane and growing outside in Massachusetts and where your farm is and all those good things, and give us the best website.
Okay, great.
Go ahead and give us the best website as we go to break.
It's papercranecannabis.com.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. And we're talking today to someone who wound up, set up, got busted, and, you know, many levels to this story, Bowie, many levels to the story. But the good news is that you found yourself in a program that the state sponsored, and you now are the co-founder of Paper Crane, and you're one of the few cultivation programs that are growing outside?
That's correct. So we're primarily an outdoor cultivator. We do hold an indoor cultivation license as well, but that's a big part of the ethos of the company is coming at this industry just like all other agriculture. So, you know, we love sun-grown cannabis. Most of us who have been appreciating great cannabis for the last 20 or 30 years, a majority of it was sun-grown from Northern California and the Pacific Northwest. So as we were pursuing our licensure, you know, I wanted to make sure that we were not just also putting a big burden on the electricity grid because it's just not necessary. I have a 2-acre outdoor grow. I grow directly in the ground, similar to row crops. You know, just peppers or tomatoes under plastic mulch.
Yep.
And it's just a fantastic way to grow. It's sustainable, completely regenerative, and you know, producing high quality cannabis. We have 7 products hitting store shelves actually in the next 2 weeks. And growing outside is a challenge in New England. If it's a bad season, like a wet season, it can pose a lot of problems. We're also limited with the products that we are able to use on our cannabis. We're extremely restricted. So it's a challenge, but it all comes down to just really knowing what to grow for your microclimate wherever your site is. And you know, we have that, we're confident in what we're doing here, and we had a great year to prove it. So, you know, it can be done. A lot of people are under the illusion that the cannabis needs to be cultivated in a warehouse setting with a giant 10 or 15,000 amp service with, you know, tons and tons of people in lab coats and masks. And, you know, it's just not the case. It's a plant. It grows unbelievably outside, and in my opinion, a superior product. You get terpene expression from the sun that is, I believe, better than indoor cannabis.
And if you wouldn't mind sharing with us, Bowie, this journey that you've been on, which has been a very long journey, and why are you so passionate about the plant?
I'm passionate about the plant because, well, honestly, Frankie, I'm a second-generation cannabis entrepreneur. My dad and his brother were both in cannabis. I'm originally from South Florida. I come from a very rich cannabis culture in South Florida, and this has always been a part of our lives. You know, it's people have been using the plant for 3,000 or 4,000 years. It's a it's medicine. It's really just a net benefit for people. I've always felt that way. And, that is our, primary goal is to, grow this plant sustainably and, you know, create a legacy for our kids now that, we don't have to hide. We don't have to be embarrassed about. We don't have to be ashamed of, you know, so our kids can say, yes, we're in cannabis. My dad's in cannabis. That's my main goal. That's a lot of passion behind what I'm doing right now. And also to bring great organic sun-grown flower to the masses.
And how long have you been in operation? How long has this journey taken?
So it took us about 3 years plus to actually get to get fully licensed and growing. It's a very difficult space to start up in. You're restricted in a lot of ways in the banking field. You're restricted by the USDA. There are restrictions everywhere you turn. Just slow and steady, a 4-year degree. I mean, a basic bachelor's takes 4 years. So if you look at it like that, it's really not that bad. I was very lucky. I had a lot of support from family and close friends who were able, to get behind me in this venture. And I really owe most of this to them, because I know a lot of people who are not able to, go out there and source that 1, 2, 3 million that you need to, secure these properties and make this happen, even at a low cost, sustainable model, which is what we did. It's still very expensive and, very regulated. So, but we're here now and we are really, really excited.
As you are sharing your story with us, what messages, I'm sure there are a couple that you want to share.
Sure. Number one is, everybody who is currently incarcerated for cannabis-related charges now, still, this day, they need to be released immediately. And equity programs need to be created in all 50 states. Or wherever cannabis markets are emerging. It's very important to make sure that the legacy providers who are, I consider myself a legacy provider, I consider anybody who was in the cannabis trade before legalization, it's very important that those people are brought along for the ride. So, I'm passionate about that as well. I employ many, many legacy operators here who are now in the legalized market, either growing or marketing or, approaching the industry. So that is probably one of the most important things to me.
Oh, I'm so glad for you to be sharing that with us. Bowie, your story is inspirational for so many people, and so many people that have felt as though they have a record, they won't be able to work again, and especially in this industry. So you're an inspiration on that front. Also, growing outside, so many levels to the story, and to have the success that you're having.
Again, I feel like I owe so much of this to the people that really got behind me and my wife and this idea to do this farm. We are trying to sort of put our weed where our mouth is. We want to show people that there is a sustainable regenerative model to grow this plant. It doesn't need to be in a $20 million facility. And you don't need to have huge venture capital behind you to do it. You can do it with a good business plan and some grit. I'm open and available to anybody who's interested in getting into the industry. Just reach out to me. And, if there's any way I can help you, that's part of the mission of the company, is to, extend a hand to those who also maybe feel like there is no place or way forward into this industry. Give us a call. Even if you're not in Massachusetts, we're interested in connecting.
Wonderful. We've got to run. Thank you, Bowie, so much. Give us the website.
papercranecannabis.com. And we're on Instagram at papercranecannabis. Frankie, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Bowie. And we'll take a quick break and be right back. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. One has to ask the question, how does a New Zealander wind up in America with a company called Box 4 Grow at the height of the cannabis industry? And that's exactly what we are going to find out today and explore with Greg Payne. He is our guest. And prior to his finding this company, or founding his company, Box4Grow, Greg has had senior positions in some of the world's leading corporations, and a 40-plus year career in working and leading on some of the largest healthcare information transformation projects in the world, including Australia, U.S., U.K., Jordan, Tanzania. Oh, my gosh, it goes on and on and on. And he is with us today. And I have to ask you, how did you find the MJ Biz conference? Greg, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Frankie. Yeah, thank you. How are you doing? I was overwhelmed, actually. It's the first time I'd been. And I just couldn't believe the scale of it and, you know, how far this industry's come, particularly when you went upstairs and saw the amount of stainless steel and technology that goes into the, you know, post-harvest production of cannabis. That was really impressive.
So impressive.
I'm just blown away, really.
Yeah, I was actually blown away. And I also thought it was just, if it's such a thing as being too big, it just felt so, this show, and I go to huge shows. I go to the natural products industry and, you know, 85,000 people, 90,000 people, and, you know, 2,500 booths. But for whatever reason, the size of the booths were enormous. It was a huge show, huge, huge show.
Yeah, it was incredible, wasn't it? And I guess one of the things, you know, often you kind of get lost in the crowd, I think. So I just wondered about the value of, you know, how much value you get out of your booth because there's so many people there and so much to see.
Yeah,
but, you know, that was the only thing
so
I
much
saw
to see.
That, really.
Yeah, so much to see. So tell us your journey, because you went from mainstream healthcare to the cannabis industry. Tell us about the transition.
Yeah, I spent the last three or four years at AstraZeneca, a pharmaceutical company based in the UK, but also in the US. And I was getting ready to retire, and I kind of got exposed really heavily through to medical cannabis through a relative of mine, and it got me to thinking about how, you know, how in cold climate and with rush to bring it, you know, recreational use as well in the US, you know, how you could grow these indoors in these cold climates in North America, particularly on the East Coast. And so I originally had this thought about retrofitting shipping containers and selling those, and that's what we did. We tried it out, sold a couple to a medical cannabis company in Colorado, and then realized that we might have something here. And it's evolved from that, really, in that we don't really do shipping containers anymore. We build modular facilities for large growers, large and small, to be honest, but primarily larger growers or big, well-funded organizations that are entering into the market, particularly with the new markets in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts. So that's kind of how, where it came from. Funny enough, when I first left New Zealand, I to go traveling. They call it the OE or the Overseas Experience in New Zealand. And I didn't have any money like my friends, so I worked my passage on a container ship. So I've done full circle. Then I got back into containers.
These containers, by the way, I mean, there's a whole world of containers. There are facilities and buildings. And years ago, Puma did an event in Boston. I'll never forget it. And they used the containers. It was a temporary site for a diving thing. And you can't imagine. People just wanted to see these containers being transformed. We are obsessed with containers.
And there's plenty of them in the world. That's for sure. You know, you drive down the New Jersey Turnpike and stack, you know, 15 high. So there's a lot of containers around, but it does take quite a lot of work to transform them. And, you know, that's why we wanted to find another solution. So we now use light-gauge steel prefabricated modules that we're able to expand really quickly and create much, much more flexible grow facilities for customers. And that's
so
our focus now, really.
Did your family think you had lost your mind, that you've gone from retirement now into the full-blown cannabis arena, Greg? They must have, like, said, Greg, have you lost it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess my wife is pretty supportive. She wanted to make sure I had plenty to do. And, yeah, my kids were like, wow, Dad, what am I telling my friends? But, you know, they think it's pretty cool now. So, yeah, in the beginning, it was like, what are you going to do now? So it was a little bit like that.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. As we are talking today, the industry is, as you shared earlier, the growth, the technology, it blows people away. And when you see the grow rooms and you see the technology in action as it was at MJ Biz, one has to wonder, is there a limit to where this industry will go, in your opinion?
I mean, I guess everything reaches its climax at some point, but I mean, at this stage, we're only just touching on the technology. Already you see huge advances in the technology to monitor and to automate the growing process through robotics, artificial intelligence, machine learning. You have, and then when at MJ Biz, and that's just for the growing side of it, in terms of the post-production, post-harvest side, some of that technology there, I mean, you do wonder what that will evolve into, because at this stage, you know, I think most people have the view that, you know, you throw some seeds into the ground and you start growing marijuana, but, I mean, clearly that is just not the case anymore, because the end product is so diverse now. It can, you know, you can buy the end product to do many, many things to you, not just get high. In other words, you know, it helps you sleep, it helps you with pain. There's a range of different things, and manipulating the plant to do that is really impressive, and I think we've only scratched the surface, really.
You know, Greg, absolutely. I think that makes tremendous sense. One of the things that I was so impressed with was the technology at the conference. Give us an example of how long, let's say that we wanted to start from scratch and we're building a facility. Your boxes, tell us, how long will it be before we would get actual product?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the unique selling points of what we do. If you were to build a purpose-built warehouse growing facility, it could cost you several $1 million and take over a year to do that. Our modular system can be built and deployed in 10 weeks for pretty much half the cost. So in terms of up and running and growing, you could be growing and producing within 6 months. It takes you 2 months to get everything in and 3 or 4 months before you bring your product to market. So the time to value, that's what I like to call it, time to value, is very, very short. And obviously your return on investment from that point of view becomes really, really powerful, because you don't have that painful, long process where not only does the compliance and the coding take plenty of time, then you've got to build the facility as well, whereas we can circumvent all of that and have something very, very quick. So it's a rapid to market solution.
This is absolutely crazy. I mean, this is crazy. And it also eliminates the need for so many other pieces. And so you're giving companies an opportunity to literally get up and going in six months to a year? Is that fair to say?
Less than that. 6 months, and you have a full turnkey automated solution that you can monitor.
Amazing.
You can add
amazing.
Different types of grow meetings, hydroponics if you wanted to, or you know, in traditional.
Yeah. Let's talk about that when we come back. Let's talk about that when we come back. We have to take a quick break. Greg Payne is with us right here on Cannabis Talk. And give us the best website as we go to break.
It's Box 4 Grow. Box box4growing.com.
If you want
to go to
Instagram,
it's box4growing on our Insta to take a look.
Oh, wonderful. We'll be right back. They design and build indoor growing solutions for cultivators. It's the fastest kind of thing happening. Boxes, who would have ever thunk it, huh? We'll be back in a moment. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-694-1130. 800-694-1130. That's 800-694-1130.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Imagine designing your own. I mean, who would have ever thought years ago that you could find a solution to grow your supply, and instead of the normal time, and Greg Payne is back with us. Box4grow.com, B-O-X, the number 4, grow.com. Greg, how long would it normally take for a dispensary to have a cultivation system going? How long would it take in the early days?
It depends on the scale of it, but, you know, it can, particularly indoor grow, which is necessary in cold climates, it can take up to 12 months to build a tailor-made facility. So, you know, that is the difference in the cost. And, you know, as you know, this industry, there's a lot of money invested, and a lot of it goes into that facility. And it takes a lot of time. They burn cash while they're waiting for everything to be built. So where I felt there was an opportunity was to shortcut that time. And do something really, really rapid and equally as good.
And how many boxes can you can stack them and put them side by side, and you can really have quite a cultivation going?
Yeah. So because of the nature of the prefabricated panels, you can remove a wall and put boxes together so they can be 20 foot wide by as long as you want. We generally do a design where there's a hallway, an airlock connector with access to each grow room. You can make them as wide as you like, 16 feet, 20 feet. And then within that, we then install all the systems required to grow, you know, the environment, the HVAC, the LED growing lights, the grow benches, and they're all connected. They all can be connected and indeed stacked, as you say, Frankie. You can stack them 3-4 high, so that a really, really flexible solution, and it's very comparable to a large warehouse build out.
And a quarter of the price, but more importantly, time is money in this industry.
Yes, that's correct, and you know, with a 10-week build and delivery timeline that we have. It really then is you can start growing straight away, and however long it takes you for your first harvest, that's when you just start to reap the rewards of your investment.
And I have to ask you, the quality, is it there? It must, or it wouldn't be so successful.
Absolutely, yeah. We build a very high quality product. Our boxes, or our facilities, you know, they're insulated. To withstand the weather and deliver to Alaska, so you know there's no problem with our insulation and climate control. So you know they're ideal for and they can, you know, we if they're outdoor facilities, we put a roof on so that you don't have a snow issue. It's not a flat roof. So you know, very, very high quality automated turnkey operation.
And you talked about all the different growing systems that are available with climate change.
Yeah,
I mean, this is crazy.
You know,
crazy good.
We We've hydroponics, if that depends on the medium you want it to grow in. We customize. So we do have a standard configuration, but we know that everyone's different. So we customize and design according to what our customers want. And that's worked out well for us. We've done some quite large facilities, build outs, and we continue to do that. It's the biggest issue I think most people have is the local permits.
So let me ask you,
that's the challenge for everyone.
Sure, of course. What's the approximate cannabis yield on a 40-foot grow box?
It can produce around about 150 pounds a year from a flower room. It depends on the type of the strain, but on average it's about 150 pounds a year.
That I'm just listening to this. This is so. If this doesn't remind you of the new age that we're in, this is crazy great stuff, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's constantly looking for ways to innovate our product, and I think that we're not alone. There are other operators, but we believe that we have a really competitively priced product and it meets the needs of cultivators. So the yields are high, the return on investment is really rapid, so we fit a nice niche, to be honest.
I bet. And, here we are talking about climate change and all of that, and this is just, you need an electrical setup, a water access, and the box is ready to go and get connected. And you provide on-site support when the box is delivered, and you do all of that. And, it's just like the miracle of technology coming into the world of cannabis.
That's right. I mean, we're only one small piece of the puzzle, but as you just said, Frankie, you just need electricity and water, and you're ready to go. And
this is crazy good stuff.
Yeah.
So, Greg, thank you so much for sharing with us, because if you often wondered what these new boxes were looking like and how they worked, this was actually a great insight into Box 4 Grow. And, Greg, thanks for sharing with us today, and give us the best website and the best information.
Yeah, thanks, Frankie. It's our website is box4grow.com. If you want to check us out on Instagram, it's box4growing. And there's a lot of images, a lot of video content in there showing what these look like as they go out the door.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's fun to look at them, the pictures. It really is amazing. Absolutely blows your way. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Frankie.
And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Are you all light up your face with gladness? Hide every trace of sadness all the way. Maybe ever so near. And if you smile through your tomorrow, smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile if you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.